Hello and welcome. You're listening to A Guided Journey, and I'm your guide, Katie Jo Holton. So today I'm going to do something a little differently again, in support of the journey work and practice that many of us are exploring. Put together a recording of shamanic drumming for you so that you can play some more with the shamanic journey practice on your own. So in combination with the five steps to the shamanic journey guide, shamans use the assistance of the drum for many reasons. And one of the best ways that I like to get into this practice is to begin by matching my heartbeat with the drum's heartbeat and then matching all of that to the heartbeat of the earth. And that's something that you would just do through feeling. The other reason that we drum, the repetition gives us a path to follow and is a guide to stay in your awareness. Okay. And when you begin your practice, I just want to emphasize a few different points. And again, these are in the guide, but just to give you some extra support around these things. So one, movement is really important. A lot of us have some kind of meditation and mindfulness practice, and this is a really powerful practice. And that kind of practice will be great support for you in staying present through your journey. At the same time, what we're used to with meditative practice is a lot of calm and stillness. In the journey work, what we're doing is kind of traveling out of our head and into unseen realms. So the more that we can connect and get into our body, the more support we'll have as we do some traveling. A big misconception is that in the journey work that you would leave your body, and in many ways you actually travel with your body. So again, having that deep connection with what it feels like to be home will help you return. Okay, and so the other piece that I'd like to emphasize is when you do the shamanic journey, it's very important that you are very clear about where you are. So when you begin to travel, you need to cross through a boundary or a barrier of some kind. So that might look like if you're going upwards, crossing through like a bubble or like a distinct layer of clouds. Or if you're moving downwards, it might look like going into a tree or through a tunnel or a cave. But again, it needs to be very clear that you are in one place and that you've traveled through a boundary or a barrier and are on the other side. Once you're on the other side, you'll be in the realm of helping and compassionate spirits. And I emphasize this because there are a lot of places that we can travel. And for beginners exploring, what we don't want to do is get it mixed up with tricksters or beings that are not helping and compassionate. Now, of course, in some ways, all beings are helping and compassionate, but for the sake of beginning this practice, simpler is better. And knowing that you'll be in this kind of realm will help you have trust in what you're seeing and knowing that you're safe. And then the last thing, just for a heads up before you begin your journey, in the drumming, you will hear partway through, or at least towards the end, a different pattern where I slow down and hit the drum three times. So that would be your signal that it's time to return. And at that point, you would thank the helping spirits or thank whatever you've been in process with for the help that it's given you, and basically trace your steps back to where you began. Okay. And then we'll conclude again with the three drums. So with that in mind, I'll just give a short pause here. And whenever you're ready, and after you've done some movement or some of your own drumming, you can play this recording to support your journey practice. With that, enjoy your journey.